I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. By the Sea takes place sometime in the mid-1970s in a coastal village in the south of France. The movie was shot in Malta, so it doesn't really look like the south of France, but the stars are Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, and we're supposed to be looking at them more often than the landscape. She directed the film from her own screenplay. Two of my favorite things in it are a silver Citroën convertible with voluptuous curves and a blood-red Olivetti Valentine typewriter with orange spools. These are beautiful objects, and they carry a much greater emotional charge than the two beautiful people at the center of the negligible action. They are an unhappy American husband and wife, Roland and Vanessa, Brad and Angie, and the season of their discontent is summer. A hot Mediterranean sun beats down on the big stylish hats Vanessa wears during her melancholy meanderings along beaches and cliffs. Still, the film reminded me of those long, bleak stretches of March in New England when it seems as if winter will never end. What is wrong with these dreary people? Well, he was once a good writer, thus the portable typewriter that he travels with, but now he's blocked and a boozer. She was once a dancer, but she says she quit because she was getting old. The two of them together were once the toast of New York. At least that's what Roland tells a wise old bartender, who's played with actual warmth by Niels Aristrup. Now something is poisoning their love. It's a something that's withheld by clumsy storytelling until the very end, when it turns out to be both a source of understandable anguish and one more thudding banality in a story that's told with all the energy of last year at Marienbad or La Ventura, two European art films of the 1960s that By the Sea seems to be honoring or imitating and ends up parodying. Except for the people. Both La Ventura and Marienbad move at a glacial pace, but they don't have peepholes, and By the Sea does. It's a hole in the wall that separates Roland's and Vanessa's hotel room from one that's occupied by a couple of newlyweds, Léa and François. They're played by Melanie Laurent and Melville Poupeau. As Roland and Vanessa struggle to heal themselves in their marriage, they indulge in a kind of peephole porn that turns out to be therapeutic. Watching their neighbors fans the flickering flames of their own sexuality. Now, the psychodynamics of this plot device may be perfectly sound, and I really should tell you that things get better for them eventually, but the problem is that Léa and François, whether they're in bed or out of bed, are much more appealing than Roland and Vanessa. In other words, the camera's in the wrong room. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.